أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا سنلقي عليك قولا ثقيلا. إن ناشئة الليل هي أشد وطئا وأقوم قيلا. In the previous ayat, Allah تبارك وتعالى said that commanded Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to make tahajjud namaz, and of course the great virtues of tahajjud, and also at the same time وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا, to recite the Quran Sharif and to recite it correctly with tajweed and makharij, and to ponder on the meaning of the Quran Sharif. If a person doesn't know Arabic, this was of course for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Quran was revealed to Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and nobody knew the Quran better than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But for us it is that we should try and ponder on the meaning of the Quran if we know Arabic. If we don't know, then just on the words as we are reading, this will have a great effect on a person. The miracle of the Quran Sharif is that if a person reads it with understanding, then he benefits very greatly. And without understanding, still the meaning of the Quran seeps into him. And then that is why we are commanded to recite Quran Sharif, just plain reading without understanding also. The teachings of the Quran, it is like staying in the company of the Quran. And in whoever's company you stay, you become like that. So a person will get the mizaj, the nature of the Quran, it will rub off onto him as much as he reads Quran Sharif. So this is also a very important aspect, the recitation of the Quran Sharif, and especially at the time of tahajjud also. For the Quran, from the time of tahajjud till fajr time, the last third of the night is that time in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends down His very special mercies on mankind. And He asks them, what do you need of me? What do you want of me? A very special close discussion takes place every night of the year. On the last third part of the night, so at that time if a person reads Quran Sharif, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says, if a person recited Quran Sharif and after that takes a qasam that I have spoken to Allah Ta'ala, his qasam will be correct. He won't have to give kafara of a qasam, that his qasam is correct. So by the recitation of Quran, a person connects himself with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And especially at that time, when Allah Ta'ala's attention is also fully towards a person, then that has much, much more greater effect. So Allah Ta'ala says, and this Quran Sharif which we have given you and you have to recite, and this was amongst the very beginning ayats. So whole of Quran Sharif still had to be revealed after that. So Allah informs of that, inna sanulqi alayka qawlan thaqila. Hum dalne wale hai tujh par ek baat wazan dar. We are going to be continuously revealing to you. We are going to reveal the ayats of the Quran Sharif, and which are extremely heavy. That is, it was heavy in every way. Heavy in the sense that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, on severe winter nights, when Quran was revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to break out in a bout of perspiration, heavy, heavy perspiration. On the conveyance, animal, camel, etc., if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was riding it and wahi came down, revelation, then it was so heavy that the animal had to sit down. Hazrat Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, he was close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at one time when wahi came down, and he felt the effect so much that he felt his thigh will be broken at any time. So heavy this revelation was. And also this revelation of all the matters of dunya and akhirat, not only in the matters of deen, but to run the affairs of this dunya, to see to a person's business life, to see to his private life, his married life, all this is being revealed in the Quran Sharif, and these are the absolute laws. laws of Allah Ta'ala. We regard laws of a country also as heavy. What those laws are? These are the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And also for us, the readers of the Quran and followers of the Quran Sharif, that this preparation of tahajjud and recitation of Quran Sharif, by that a person will reach higher spiritual stages. And in order to bear those spiritual stages, this is that the heaviness of deen. When a person starts following deen, we know that he finds himself in lot of restrictions. It's not that free life that you lead. To lead a free life and just do what you want to, that is an easy life. But to live according under laws, that is not easy. To be bounded and to be restricted. And this is what Quran Sharif is. It binds us and restricts us in every aspect. And that a person finds heavy. So by recitation of Quran and tahajjud, all this will become easy. And a person will be able to now stay under the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, like a person who is living a free life, and you bring him now your own son, your own daughter, and you put her under restrictions, they find it very heavy. But the restrictions will become easy by tahajjud, by tilawat of Quran Sharif. And this is such a thing that Allah Ta'ala says, Inna nashi'at al-layl hiya ashaddu wat'au wa aqwamu qila. Albatta utna raat ko sakht ronta hai aur seedhi nikalti hai baad. This getting up of night, it is very heavy also, and it crushes the nafs. Because everyone loves his sleep and looks very much forward to his sleep, and to get up middle of the night and to make the tahajjud namaz, this is very hard on the nafs. Therefore, the concession has been given. Start your tahajjud at night after Isha namaz and get used to that. By the barakat of that, you will be able to get up middle of the night also. You will be able to get up at 3 o'clock or so, up past 3, and make your tahajjud at that time also. And when you will do that, this will crush your nafs. And this is what is required, that a person must not follow the dictates of his nafs. He must crush the desires of his nafs, and tahajjud has got a great share in that. Tahajjud is also from mujahada, to make mujahada, to make an effort against the nafs. So this has got a great effect on that. By getting up at night and making one's tahajjud, he will be able to fight his nafs and follow the commandments of Allah Ta'ala easily. Now it will become his, not second nature, but it will become his nature to follow the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, normally we find it hard in all matters to follow the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Wa aqwamu qila, and that part of the night, whatever you speak, your tasbih you read, your zikr you make, your dua you make, your tilawat you make, all that has got great effect. And when Allah is speaking to you at that part of the night directly, and Allah is asking you, what do you want of me? What do you want? Rosy from me? Do you want this from me? Do you want health from me? What do you want from me? So at that time, this communication and this dialogue with Allah also becomes extremely meaningful. Also, by the barakat of tahajjud, Allah Ta'ala puts nur on a person's face, which will go with him in the qabr. In the qabr, which will be completely dark and there will be no light. This nur of tahajjud, where he will appreciate it very greatly there. So Allah Ta'ala advises us with this part of ibadat for the night, which is directly for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and for us all also. And then in front, Allah explains the great work that has to be done during the day. Wa akhiru da'wana.